to save up to 30% on great summer gear and clothing.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover
I pulled my own finger.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Ever do anything that wasn't illegal but it felt illegal? Can you turn on my headphones just a considerable amount because they're lower? There you go.
I don't.
I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I bought some ammunition from a guy, and I called him, and I bought some from him before, and I said, "Okay, here's what I need," and I said, "Where are you?" And he happened to be like a mile and a half from my house. It just happened that's where he was. I said, all right, here's where I'll meet you. And it was across the street, right on a sort of a country highway, across from the entrance to a park. So I pull up, and he's there, and we make the swap. I buy about 3,000 rounds of ammo, and I give him the cash. And there's a school bus parked on the other side of the road. I guess, I don't know. I don't know what the driver was doing, waiting till time to go. I don't know what bus drivers do, but it wasn't time for school to be out yet because it was before I came in here. So I was like, 2:15 or something. So I guess sometimes they eat a sandwich or something, pull over here. But I know this driver was on the verge of picking up the phone, calling 911, going, hey.
Right. Something's going down.
Two guys, they're passing some cash. One guy is opening a thing in his trunk. The one's looking at some stuff. Something's going. And I told the guy I was buying the ammo from, I said, don't be surprised if any minute the cops pull up here. Because I pointed to the school bus driver and said, that driver's probably calling the police because this just looks wrong. And it turns out the guy that I bought the ammo from as an ex-cop. He was a cop 10 years. And it was kind of an interesting story. And I know a lot of 7 to 10-year cops. I know a lot of cops that after 7 to 10 years, they went, I can't do this anymore. It's just, and he's married, a kid. He just said, you just can't, you can barely get by. And I think that's pretty typical of cops. But I just felt, kind of like a criminal, even though I wasn't doing anything criminal. I have something else to talk about, and we're all going to talk about this, too, and it has to do with this Fifth Amendment thing. But first, let me welcome you to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And let's give a big old round of applause, if you would. We rarely do this till later in the show. How about it for Dan and Peon? Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You're welcome, man.
It's awkward.
Awkward, but deserved. Burke segment, do we have anything?
Oh, Peon does, and I'll join in.
Oh, I know. Peon is mad. I understand. I don't know the story, but he came in. The first thing he said to me, I got something for the Burke segment, but my insurance.
I know.
I do.
And I can join in.
All right, let's go.
I've been mentioning off
the air. Can I slurp chicken noodle? Well, what?
Sure.
You won't hear me slurp it.
Why is that?
Because Mike Breitenstein, our engineer, put a CNSS on the microphone, chicken noodle slurp suppressor.
Oh.
So you won't hear me slurping chicken noodle soup.
Sounds like a waste of money. This place doesn't.
Can you hear this?
Slurping,
hang on,
but,
can you hear it? Hang on.
I see
be quiet,
you,
see if you
can't.
Can hear it. Listen.
Did you do it?
Yep.
Wow.
It's working.
I saw it, but I can't hear it.
It's working, then.
I can't hear it. That's kind of related to what I'm going to talk about today.
Your story.
I've mentioned off the air the last couple of weeks I've been having an issue with my hearing. It's especially bad in one ear.
And it's affecting your speech,
yes.
Apparently.
And the last couple nights, around 7 o'clock, I want to say for the last 2 weeks, my left ear has about 50% hearing. And I've had this issue before, and I thought it was wax buildup. So in the past, I've used hydrogen peroxide to clear that out, and it's usually helped before, but this time it has not helped. So the last couple nights around 7, I have a ringing, too, a constant...
Well, answer.
Steady. Well, yeah.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very similar
sound
to that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's a constant,
nuts.
Steady tone. Not real high pitched, but, and that's been in the left ear, too. So the last couple nights around 7, the ringing has gotten really bad, and it's like the hearing in my left ear has almost disappeared.
Okay, this is ear cancer.
This is, yes. So it's kind of freaked me out. So today I made an appointment at a hearing center place and got seen by the doctor. Is that correct English?
Yes, I was seen, or I got seen is a little odd, but it's actually correct.
Yeah. Okay, so he did the, this is my first time having any kind of hearing test. And
think of it this way, you wouldn't say, I got saw by the doctor.
No,
no, you were
that
right.
Would be stupid.
Yeah, I would.
So the first thing he does is he puts a camera in my ear, and I got to see it actually on the big computer screen there. That was kind of cool. And he goes in my, I think he went in my right ear first. And he sees scar tissue on either side of that bone deep inside. So that was the right ear.
Now, how did a cigar get in your ear for cigar tissue?
No, scar tissue. Scar, S-C-A-R.
Scar tissue.
I got you.
And so that's my good ear. And he goes, boy, there's scar tissue there. That's kind of bad. And so then he goes in the left ear, and it looks exactly the same. There's that bone deep down in your ear. And normally on either side of that, there's nothing there. But I have these two white clumps of scar tissue there. So then he does this hearing test, and that was kind of cool. The first thing, you sit in this chair, and it's in like a soundproof box,
right.
And he puts headphones on, and he starts playing all these tones.
Pion, can you hear me?
I can hear it.
No, you have to press a thing with your phone.
You press a button.
Every time you hear a sound.
Every time you hear it, yeah.
And by the way, it drives you nuts because you sit there and it's quiet and you're wondering, am I supposed to be hearing something?
Right.
You almost imagine that you hear it.
Right. And then I have this ringing in the left ear, so it's really tough to kind of determine. So he does the entire test.
Determine? I'm telling you, it's screwing your speech.
Well, yeah, it might be. But he does the final test, and it turns out that... I have 50% hearing in my left ear.
And that's it?
And that's it.
Well, you get a hearing aid.
Well, I know, but that's where the issue
is. Well, here's the good news. These hearing aids now, they're unbelievable. I mean,
yes.
They're unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
they
you
sound,
can't see them.
They sound unbelievable, but...
did you try it?
No, we didn't even get to that point because he tells me that our insurance does not even cover any part of hearing aids. So
really?
How can that be?
I don't know. He says it's not necessarily an insurance, but because sometimes the insurance covers it at different places
hearing
of workplace.
Or other terms, you're hearing loss
no,
level.
No, the insurance that we have, he said another guy was in with that same insurance, and it did cover because he worked at a different place. So I don't know what that means, depending on where you work.
Well, I do.
The insurance covers it.
Because the insurance company sees where you work. They know radio people make a lot of
right.
money. They're not going to cover it.
Right.
Because he's in radio, it makes a lot of money.
No, raise their deductible. Raise his deductible and don't pay for a lot of stuff.
How much is a hearing aid? How much is one hearing aid? $2,500? Okay, your deductible is $2,400.
Mm. Yes. So, apparently, it doesn't cover anything. So, I'd have to pay out of pocket, and it was $7,000, and it might as well be $100,000.
Whoa, hold on. For one hearing aid?
Well, I guess for both.
But I thought you only had hearing loss.
I have 80% hearing in my right ear. So they're both bad. I mean, he said
I just go with the one.
He said it's very rare for somebody my age to have this. And he asked at the time, did I have tubes put in my ears? And I said, I don't think so. But it turns out I talked to my mom today, and I did have tubes put in at like age 3 when I had my tonsils and my adenoids taken out.
Adenoids.
Yes, I had both of those taken out of my
ears.
So I don't know if that's it or the fact that we're in the business of wearing headphones every day.
But let me tell you something. I've never listened to things real loud. I'm not a loud talker, and I don't crank them up real loud. I don't either.
I just wonder if the fact every day that you're putting something on there, because you have, I mean, you have some issues, right, with hearing?
Oh, yeah. I can't hear any. I need hearing aids. I can't hear any high frequencies, any high pitches. They're all lost on me.
Yeah, that's what, he showed the scale, and it's all the megahertz or whatever, all the different tones. And anything like above 5,000, both my ears,
look at these calls. I'll bet somebody's offering a deal on here. Anybody's got a deal on hearing aids?
Used
hearing aids. Yeah. My grandpa just died. Would you like to buy his hearing aids?
Boy, but they...
I wonder, could you do that? Think about that.
I don't know. Because they're all... He was going to put putty in my ear to mold it to your own ear canal. So I don't know if that would work.
Yeah, but the components of it.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Mold the casing, and you buy a dead person's ear, hearing aid components, why not?
Yeah, I don't know if that can work or not. But man, it sounds like they have some fantastic ones now with Wi-Fi. And then he said some of these hearing aids with the Wi-Fi. You can, there's Wi-Fi. Find these tiny little hearing aids, and he said even if the TV is on mute, these certain hearing aids can pick up the TV signal,
so you'll pick up CNN.
So you can have the TV on mute in the room, and in your hearing aid you're hearing the the technology is amazing. But
Ryan on the phone said that he has a similar problem.
Well, that's not, then you won't feel so alone. You want to talk to Ryan?
Say it's backup.
No. He'll tell you he's dying. And he's got a month to live. Yeah, let's talk to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I am AM in the PM.
Oh, thank you.
Just a backup.
Say hi to your deaf brother, Peon.
What?
How you doing, Leon?
What?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
I'm good, Ryan.
I just wanted to say I had the same problem about a few months ago. I had my ear stopped up for about 3 months, and I thought, man, my ear canal's collapsing. This is bad. I just went along with it and let it go. The more I yawned, the more it made my ear want to pop. And when I was 4 years old, I had the tubes put in my ears, my adenoids removed, the same thing. You'll be fine. It'll go away. I promise.
Well, it didn't sound like that.
Brian, you don't have you don't have scar tissue. He has scar
tissue. Did you go to an audiologist? Because, this guy seemed like he knew what he was talking about. And
it distracted me, though. I mean, I had, like, no hearing in one side of my head, and it distracted me so bad that, my speech was messed up. I couldn't really function well. But over time, just yawning and going up different elevations and stuff, my ear popped, and it went away. But yeah, it took about 3 months.
So Ryan, what he needs to do is listen to the other AM talk station, and he'll yawn a lot.
Oh man,
really boring.
I'd rather die than listen to that.
All right, Ryan, that's encouraging.
Yep. I hope you get well, man.
Right, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Have
well,
a good
see,
day.
Now there you
it
go.
Sounds like
there,
a different issue there.
There's but, hope. No, see, you're just being pessimistic.
Well, I mean, the doctor would have said, "Hey, if you yawn for a little bit, maybe this will get better." But he didn't make it seem like that was an option.
Let's talk to Sue. She wants in here. Hello, Sue.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Okay.
What can we do for you?
I am in the PM.
Thank you very much, Sue.
You're going to have to speak up, Sue. I can't hear you.
No, don't fall for that. He's trying to be funny, Sue. Just, you're fine.
I just wanted to make a comment, too, about the insurance and how crazy that can be. I have a daughter that's had hearing loss since birth, apparently. We weren't aware that a hearing aid would even help her till a nurse actually said, "Has anyone ever tested her and told you that a hearing aid may help?" So she ended up being fitted for one of the in-canal hearing aids, was amazed at what she was hearing on the way home in the car, the rushing of the cars going past. No, she had never heard that before.
You know, it's funny. That's exact. When my dad, Sue, got hearing aids for the first time about 10 years ago, when we finally just bought them for him because the government, the VA, would not come through, and he lost it in war, so we just bought him ourselves. And the first thing he said when he walked out with him was the passing of traffic. Because he stopped and he said, "Listen, what is that?" And I said,
"That's exactly what she did in the car."
I said, "What is that?" And I said, "What?" And he went, "Whew." And I said, "It's cars going by." He'd never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing you said that, because that's the very first thing that he heard that he didn't recognize.
Mm-hmm. But insurance does not cover any of her hearing aids.
Well, see, that's wrong.
I know.
I mean, it could be $7,000 or a million. Yeah, either way.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, she's going to have to probably have these the rest of her life. And their life expectancy is like 6 to 7 years.
Ugh.
So every 6 to 7 years, she knows she's going to have to fork out between, you know, $2,500 and $3,000 for a hearing aid for that ear.
And how old is she?
22.
Wow.
23.
Well, here's
22. No, she just turned 22.
No, I do that with my kids all the time. They go, "How old's your son?" I go, "So here's the good news. She's old enough now. You tell her, hey, get your butt out and get a job, buy your own hearing aid."
Well, she has one, and she paid for the last one. We paid for the first one, and she paid for the last one.
There
but I told her, you know, something you're going to have to put in your budget. You just know it.
Plan for it every 5 or 6 years. Yep. Well, that's good news. That her hearing is fine.
Yeah, with the hearing aid, it's fine.
And is it one that you can't see?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it's down in her ear pretty well.
So she can't remove it?
Yeah, she can remove it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's called an in-canal hearing aid, and it's got a little, almost like a little piece of fishing line with a little ball on the end that she can grab and pull out.
Yeah, I got to see some demo models of them. They look very cool.
Now, how often does she have to change the battery?
I don't really know. I know they take a little bitty tiny one, and you know, I usually get her the one. You know, there's like 10 or 12 in a pack.
Do you think it's every week?
No, it's not every week. No, they last a lot longer than that.
Yeah, because everything else now has batteries that last for months. I would think they got the hearing aid thing down to where twice a year.
I mean, she goes through them. It's probably more than twice a year, but it's not once a month.
All right, well, Sue, that's a great story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, see, even if you have to have a hearing aid, now you just have to come up with the money.
Yeah, that's the interesting part.
This is where you're taking the path of working in radio.
Yes, I'm debating.
It's going to start to catch up with you.
I'm debating.
And you'll wish you had a real job. This is Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hi, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Won't take too much of your time, but can be reached.
Is it just me hearing this?
No, this is not your ears. She's in the hee-haw hell, hee-haw cellular hell.
Try it again, Julie.
Okay, can you hear me now?
It's cutting in and out, but go ahead, take a run at it.
Okay. Hearing aids can be reused.
Aha. Uh-huh. So,
yes.
So he could.
When my father passed away, my mother gave his hearing aids to my uncle.
And he just had to get refitted for the molding and guts fit inside it?
Yes, and they were $6,000 hearing aids.
Wow.
But so, I also want to say, I heard you say that you used peroxide.
Yes.
Okay. Peroxide, and if you have scar tissue, what peroxide does, it keeps whatever infection open.
Mm.
It doesn't heal.
Does that make sense? You just screwed yourself.
Well, I mean, I mentioned that to the doctor. He didn't make it sound like it was a big deal, but I don't think it's an infection. It's just a massive scar tissue in each ear.
Yeah, well, I would get a second opinion if I were you.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Julie, thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Right.
So, see, I was right. You find an old, old person who's about to die.
Just buddy up to him. Hey.
But say, hey, you know what?
Have you thought
about who you're going to leave your hearing aids to? or you just put right now the word out, if anybody has a really ailing grandparent or something,
visit some
here's my
mortuaries.
Email address. And when they croak, reach in and get those hearing aids, and I'll give you, you know, $300 for them. And then you go get them refitted. I'm telling you.
All right.
I have a friend that works in a mortuary. I could just tell him, hey.
There you go.
Keep an ear out.
Keep an ear out. A rim shot.
Yeah, thanks.
He gave two rim shots. No, that's a great idea. You get a buddy at a.
Yeah.
Although. Well, you know,
I'm sure
you know,
the family
you,
will
no,
probably
no,
get
no,
them
you,
out
no,
before
you,
then.
No, no. You know that happens. You
Every
know
once in a while, one
forget,
slips through.
They bury him, and they go, did you take his... No, I thought you did. No, those are $6,000. They're in the, under the ground? I'm telling you, people forget it. And that has to be a... Now, how come nobody's tapped this mark? I'm the first
so
one.
It's so pleasant.
It's a life, and it's a reality, and I think it's a great market to tap into. Old, sick people with brand new hearing. You know that there are people buy hearing aids, and 3 weeks later, they drop dead. A hearing aid's brand new.
Anybody out there want to will me their hearing aids to me?
He's open for it.
I'm open for it.
Or shoot him a
just
price.
Just contact me.
Maybe we'll have a bidding war for hearing aids. Go to Dave before we have to take a break. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Frank, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
It's Two Tall's daddy, by the way, from years gone by, if you remember.
Wow, that is a long time ago.
Yeah. Question five. Two things for you. Yeah, I used to work at a funeral home back when I was 18 or better. People all the time were collecting the hearing aids. Family members were getting the hearing aids and the pulse teeth.
Yeah.
To pass them around. And also the ringing in the ear. It's 7 o'clock. I'm pretty sure that's the dinner bell ringing.
That could be. Do you find that you're
real hungry? I got the rim shot.
Do you find that you're real hungry? All right, thank you, Dave.
Joking at my trauma. Thanks, Dave.
Do you find
you're
real hungry when your ears start ringing? That's where Jeff is. We'll break after Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Frank. AM all day long.
We don't care about that. We care about the PM.
Okay. A couple of things. First of all, Eon, if you do have to go, you know, I take it they're recommending you go to a hearing aid. I didn't catch the very beginning of the show. But if you do, you're probably going to have to revert back to older style headphones because I can't wear my hearing aids with the earbud type headphones. It just doesn't work. The other good thing, is though they can put multiple settings on those things. I know you probably heard that.
Right. Yeah, he mentioned
well, they
that.
Also the newer earphones. They tell you they do not squeal or feedback with headphones.
Oh, and he said too, some of the nicer ones you have an app on your smartphone for different settings, and you can change it on.
Fantastic.
Yes,
great.
They automatically. Adapt when you hold your phone up to your ear. At least mine do.
No, he's talking about you use the smartphone to make adjustments in the hearing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You literally, my dad's first pair, he had a little pocket. It looked like a little remote control. And he could shut out distant noises. He could shut out noises behind him. And what he's saying is you can do all that on your smartphone.
Yeah. You know, somebody was talking about hearing all the different noises. When I wear mine around the house, I hear every noise in this house. Every time the furnace clicks or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, it's bizarre, and you really got to get used to it. But the bad news is I don't think music sounds that great with them.
No, I think it would mess music up because the tone is not true.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you.
The only thing that's holding me back going forward with this is
money?
He said he said the majority of the high tones that I'm not hearing. He said my wife's voice falls right in those tones.
Well, you don't want to hear that.
So maybe I want to just stay.
Just stay where you are. Yeah, just keep it like it is. You're
when she's
off.
Talking to you, her lips are moving, and you're not really hearing everything.
Yes, and yeah. She complains a lot about that, but that's not. Well, now she has proof that it's not just me not listening to her. It's
you don't hear anything I say. Well, actually, I don't.
Yeah, just keep sitting on my left side.
Yep. I say leave it like it is. Life Care Center of Florissant, this is a transitional care facility. Here's what I'm going to encourage all of you to do, because when I say the name Florissant and I mention the town of Florissant, there will be people who say, well, right now we're tuning out. We're not interested. We don't live in Florissant. I don't care where you live. Are you interested at all in one of the nicest, newest, finest facilities for transitional care in this part of the country? If you are, then, you know, you're not coming out of the hospital every day or every week or every year. Hopefully, if you are, man, you're having a lot of accidents or something really wrong with you. But when you do get out of the hospital and you can't go right home and you need that transitional care, it doesn't make any difference where you live. When you see this place in Florissant called Life Care Center Florissant, you're going to say to yourself, that's where I want to go. And not only do they not care if you look at other facilities, they want you to look at them, because by the time you walk into Life Care Center of Florissant, it's going to blow you away. You're just going to say, there's nothing that compares to this. It's in a really pretty, quiet, what I call Beaver Cleaver, Ozzie and Harriet type neighborhood in Florissant. Not in some big, cold, concrete industrial complex. And it is a beautiful facility with a fantastic kitchen and restaurant and an executive chef. Oh, yeah. I know it sounds like I'm talking about the Ritz-Carlton, but I'm talking about a place you go and stay until you are well enough to go home. Not a nursing home, not a retirement home. You're not going to be there forever. You're going to be there a week or two or four or six. The average length of stay at Life Care Center of Florissant is 27 days. I met some people who were there staying. I met some people who work in the place every day. And I was beyond impressed, not only with the people, but with the facility itself. It is the best of the best. Built in 2010, just barely hitting, ready to get to hit the three-year-old mark. And you're going to be impressed. Now, if you want, you can start by taking a look at them online. You go to frankopinion.com, click sponsors, and boom, there it is, Life Care Center. It'll take you right to it. My suggestion is, if you're anywhere near Florissant, go in, let them give you a tour. Let them show you what they're so proud of. They deal with people who've had heart attacks. They deal with people who've had terrible wounds or injuries, Parkinson's, stroke. You don't have to be old. You don't have to be young. You just have to need great care. The hospital will not keep you forever. You all know how that works, that insurance thing. Get out, yet you can't go home. You can't go home and ever get back to 100%. It's not going to work. This is when you go to Life Care Center of Florissant, and they'll make sure by the time you go home, you're ready to go home. And if you've been in the hospital in the last 30 days or you have anybody who's, you know, who's struggling at home, they can still go to Life Care Center of Florissant for rehab services, and Medicare will still cover that stay. Life Care Center of Florissant.
And it's time to get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Excuse me. There's very much going on the highways right now. A little bit slow and heavy in pockets between Clayton Road Overpass and Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. You've got the construction in zones on north and southbound 255 between Horseshoe Lake Road and Collinsville Road. And then on westbound 70, it looks like we're slow midway between 270 and the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart, like a deliciously refreshing 2-liter Coke, market side, rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
At Broadway Ford Truck Centers, they have a problem. Not because of their huge selection of work trucks, heavy-duty pickups, vans and chassis cabs, both new and used, nor is it because of their superb service department, where trained technicians make sure all the work is not only done right, but they do it better. Not because of their fully stocked parts department, or the fact you can rent or lease late model trucks, or because they will scour the globe to find you the truck that's right for you and deliver it anywhere. So what is the problem at Broadway Ford Truck Centers? They're not just a commercial truck dealer. They also have personal vehicles like the Escape, Explorer, Flex, and Expedition, and a full line of personal pickup trucks. That means they're going to have to make their sign bigger to say Broadway Ford Truck Centers and more. Broadway Ford Truck Centers, working hard to be the number one Ford dealership in St. Louis, whether personal or commercial. They're located on Broadway, just north of Soulard Market Park. For more, go to BroadwayTruck.com. That's BroadwayTruck.com.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, George Weber, no matter what state the economy is in, it's always a good idea to look to American companies when making your purchase. Nowhere is this more important than your next car or truck. Buying from an American company keeps your money here and stimulates our economy much more than foreign competitors, even if assembled in the U.S. The great news is you don't have to sacrifice anything in the process. Chevrolet stands toe-to-toe with all other brands when it comes to gas mileage, performance, and quality, usually at a lower price. The result, Chevy is a tremendous value. At Weber Chevrolet, we stock more and sell more of all the terrific Chevy models. From the Silverado and Equinox to the Cruze and Malibu, we have an American vehicle that meets your needs. And we have always been proud of having the best price. For example, you can still buy a base Cruze for just $14,900 with no gimmicks or fine print. The best selection and the best deals. That equals the best value, period. It's only at Weber Chevrolet, Granite City, Columbia, Illinois, and Creve Coeur. Or check us out at WeberChevrolet.com. As always, if you don't buy from us, please buy American somewhere. Chevy, find new roads.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank acrylic siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank acrylic siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Sandra would like to remind you that safety can be a beautiful thing. Right now, lease a 2013 Volvo S60 T5 Premier for only $298 a month for 24 months. Yep, safe never looked so good. It's a message from SunTrip, Missouri's oldest and largest Volvo dealer. More than 200 Volvos in stock at two locations, West County Volvo on Manchester and SunTrip Volvo, O'Fallon, Missouri.
$26.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Mileage restrictions apply.
Are you looking for an affordable vacation this summer? One extreme and exciting? Or a tranquil getaway? It's all here in Illinois South. Have your kids ever been to a real dairy farm? Picked your own strawberries or peaches? How about ziplining? Maybe a wine tasting? Or biking, fishing, or swimming? We have it all at lifesatrip.org. Sponsored by Illinois, mile after magnificent mile, and the Tourism Bureau's lifesatrip.org.
Hey, Bill, welcome to Ace. We have Miracle-Gro Potting Mix for just $6.99 after instant savings.
Whoa, that's perfect for my wife's geraniums.
They're yours, aren't they?
Yep.
Swing by Ace this Memorial Day weekend and get Miracle-Gro 2-cubic-foot potting mix with fertilizer for $6.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. Limit 2. Ace Rewards members who present their rewards card get savings instantly in-store. Available as mail-in savings for non-Ace Rewards members. Savings available on purchases from May 24th through May 27th at participating stores.
Are the current highs of the stock market for real? Or is it different this time? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, learn what's next for the markets and how you should position and protect your investments. Listen this Saturday afternoon at 1 here on 550 KTRS.
Official news release from Channel 4 about the termination of Larry Connors, and I'm not going to comment on it because I don't know Larry Connors. I have met him, but I don't know him. And you nor I know the whole story. We don't. Only Larry and the IRS and maybe Channel 4 and his wife really know all the facts. But here's the release as of a few minutes ago. We regret to announce that Larry Connors is no longer a KMOV news reporter. Larry was a valued member of the KMOV for a long time, and we will miss him. For KMOV, there is no higher cause than unbiased, objective news reporting. It is what our viewers expect, and it's what we work hard to deliver. We can accept no less. Larry is certainly entitled to his opinion, but taking a personal political position on one of the station's Facebook pages creates an appearance of bias that is inconsistent with important journalistic standards. Larry's departure has nothing to do with the particular position he took, but it does have to do with our belief that his actions made it impossible for him to report for KMOV on certain political matters going forward without at least an appearance of bias. Bringing you accurate and unbiased reporting is the reason we exist. Well, no, the reason you exist is to make money. Now, that's the reason you exist. That's the reason radio stations exist, TV stations exist. Now, I'm not taking sides here. But here's the deal. News people on especially television, that they have a little different deal than anybody else. For example, they won't allow news people. If you do the news on television, you're not allowed to do commercials. When's the last time you saw Larry Connors or Steve Savard? And he's a sports guy, so he actually could. But let's take another, Betsy Bruce. When's the last time you saw them go, "Hi, Betsy Bruce here for something-something Chevrolet or for your local something dealer"? Never. They won't allow them to do it. So they don't have the opportunity to pick up some extra dough, do celebrity endorsements that other people in the business do. And I get that. I get it. Because what if a story came along and it had to do with corruption inside the Target, and they're doing local Target commercials? Ooh, you got a problem. And that could happen. I mean, that kind of thing could very easily. So they make them stay detached in every way from being affiliated, associated with, or speaking for any entity or business or service. I don't know anything about this Larry Connors thing. But here's what I do know, and I'm going to try to do this without taking a side. The TV business is in trouble. The radio business is in trouble. The newspaper business is in trouble. And we're all in trouble because the money that is spent on advertising by companies, services, businesses used to be divided between the radio stations, the TV stations, the billboard people, and if you want to throw in some local magazines or you could do that too. But it was pretty much radio, TV, newspaper. That's not the case anymore. That same pile of money, of advertising dollars, the car dealer's money, the appliance dealer's money, the movie theater's money, now they've got everybody in the world coming after them for their advertising money. We want you to advertise on our website. We want you to advertise on some kind of schedule on one of these 200 television dish, satellite, cable networks we have to offer. Think about that, by the way. Let's just start there. Instead of three major networks years ago, well, I think we'll buy some TV time on the local CBS station or NBC station. Now you got a couple of hundred channels. There are people going out to advertisers saying, "Look, I put a schedule together for you. You'll be on Lifetime. You'll be on HBO. I got this for you that'll run on the Discovery Channel. A little bit of local news." Whoo! It's a lot of stuff. And all those things have to be supported, and they all want advertising money. So it's a real challenge for us to get our piece of the pie. It was always a challenge, even before, but it's a lot easier to do when there are five of you splitting it up instead of 205 of you splitting it up. So stations are looking for ways to cut costs and save money. And in the TV business, it started quite a while back, actually, when they started making reporters go out and run their own cameras. They set the camera up, go out to the site of the, which, by the way, most of the time they don't need a reporter there anyway. Something happened at some school. Well, that night on the news, they have the reporter standing in front of the school. The school's not even open, but they're standing in front. That's right, Larry, behind me, right behind me here. This is the school where earlier today, we don't need you there. We don't need you there. But some consultant tells them they have to put a reporter there. So to save money, they hire a junior cub reporter, younger, doesn't really care about a lot of money because they just want to be on television because they hope they're going to get discovered by the Today Show or somebody. So younger people work in TV because it's in their blood. They have that TV ego and they want to be on TV. That's fine. But if they're truthful deep down, it's nothing more than marking time till they get discovered like Russ Mitchell did, which, by the way, doesn't happen very often. And then you move out of here and you go to New York or L.A. So they're hiring a lot of young people because it's cheaper. And they'll work. When I was young, I worked for nothing. In fact, I told one of my bosses, "I will literally work for nothing until you realize how good I am, and then you'll pay me." So they can get those people, and they take them. It saves money. Sometimes they're looking for ways to get rid of older people without it strictly being about age. And sometimes they find those ways. So I have no idea if the station's right or the station's wrong, but it's business. And There was a female television news person in this town who I, from all accounts, I'm sure thought that she was it. She was the queen of St. Louis television. And the story that I got was that came time to renew the contract, and she kind of walked in. And again, this is what I heard, but it makes sense to me. And sort of said, here's what I want, take it or leave it. And they said, we'll leave it, see you. She kind of slammed the door in her own face. When you give somebody an ultimatum like that, you've given them an out. You've just given them an out. Now you can't, you have no recourse. You went to them and said, this or nothing. Nothing. See ya. And the world kept turning. And the TV station is still on the air. And, you know, it didn't just fold up. There have been people in this town who've been prominent. I mean, they've been major players on radio stations and TV stations, and they're killed, or they die, or they leave town, and, yeah, the world doesn't come to a complete stop, and the station just doesn't fold up and go out of business. They just keep going. I wish Larry Connors the best. I don't know him, but I wish anybody the best who can make it through not only this business, but certainly the TV business. I think the TV business is a lot tougher. Certainly than the radio business. But he had a good run. So there it is, the official announcement from Channel 4 that Larry Connors is no longer a KMOV news reporter. I guess, if anything, the sad part of this is that it means there won't be sort of a retrospective, one of those. And they show a montage of all this. That's the sad
part. Erased from the memory books. Yeah.
And people make mistakes. What Larry Connors did, and again, I don't know much about it, but you, as a reporter, as a news anchor, you can't take a political position like that on a Facebook page. You can't do it. And maybe he knew it, maybe because he was so mad at the, he made a mistake. He made a mistake. And sometimes when you make a mistake and you make a bad judgment call, there's a big price to pay for that. Now, whether or not that's the complete reason or it just was that last thing they needed to do what they were going to do anyway, I don't know. But good luck to all involved. So there's the official news release. I have to get caught up here. Mark and Jason, Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. And by the way, you can, if you want to call and talk about it, you can. But keep in mind, you and I really don't know all the facts here. We don't know the whole IRS story. We don't. It's certainly okay if you, well, I'm going to miss Larry. I'm sure a lot of people will, but that's not the issue, whether or not you'll miss him or like him. The issue is he's gone. Should he have been gone? And we'll never really know if it was justified or not. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. Mark Rudin, Jason Becker, two guys who are financial advisors, partners in, what would you say when people say partners in crime, partners in future, partners in hope and prosperity, partners in prosperity.
Yeah,
let's go good. With that, because that's really the goal, is for you to prosper from this point on. You take $25,000 or more and you put it to work, and then down the road, it becomes a lot more than $25,000. That's the goal. That's everybody's goal. And they'd like to show you their idea about how you could do that. You may have your own ideas. You may also have the ideas of another financial advisor. Second opinion can't hurt anything. They've been part of this show for a long, long time. They have to be the third or fourth longest running advertiser on this show. And as I always say, for no other reason, for goodness sakes, folks, the best thing you can do for us is to support the people who support this show. So if you need financial advice, give them at least a meeting. They're not going to high pressure you. It's an hour or whatever. Won't cost you anything. Everything you need to know to get in touch with them is at this website, markandjason.com.
Tim Weiland has a quick look at traffic for you here.
Yeah, Dan, we're still looking a little bit slow on southbound 270, and it looks like it's starting from about the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. If you're traveling eastbound on 270, you're heavy at Lindbergh again at 170. Westbound 70 starts slowing now between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. It looks like westbound 64, we're heavy from Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. A couple slow pockets there. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Allstate Motorcycle Insurance not only protects your bike, it protects you. For a free quote, call 888-ALLSTATE, visit allstate.com, or just talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The region's number one name in Granite is making it easy to say yes.
It's the Granite Busters Top 13 sale.
The 13 best-selling granite colors at the rock bottom lowest prices of the year.
If you're thinking about granite countertops, then now is the time to act.
Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse and peruse through over 500 full slabs.
When you find the perfect one for your kitchen, bath, bar, or fireplace, just tag it and it's all yours.
Maybe you prefer quartz.
What if I prefer gallons?
Oh, we're talking the stone quartz.
Oh, well, if you do prefer quartz, Granite Busters has you covered.
GB's now features a dazzling display of quartz slabs at prices lower than any of the big box stores.
The time is now. It's the Granite Busters Top 13 sale.
Going on now through May 31st.
Don't delay.
Visit 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold today.
Discover the GB's difference.
The Top 13 sale. Only at Granite Busters, where they won't take you for granted.
Funny, but I already used that joke in the past commercials.
Yeah, well, I like it. Most supplies last, restrictions apply. See store for details.
Offer ends 531-2013. Can you play that last part?
What?
I just missed one word.
I heard 13.
I didn't hear that.
Really?
Yeah. I just
that's about
didn't
all I
catch
heard.
It all. Are you able to do this?
I like it. Most supplies last, restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends
531-2013. What? Praise him, I had 14. I heard 14.
14.
As long as we're 13. Dissecting the advertising business, isn't that ridiculous?
Totally.
Please. There's some law that says you have to put a disclosure. There ought to be a law that says it has to be understandable, intelligible. Holy crap. Nobody can understand. That's not our fault, by the way. It's just the law. You can do it that way. So why not just blip, get it out of the way, spit it out and be done with it, get it out of the way. This weekend's Memorial Day weekend. There will be a lot of people who are Amini's customers who are going to be lounging outside, sitting in their beautiful furniture around their beautiful fire pit cocktail table. They have outdoor sofas. They have all kinds of great patio and even outdoor kitchen stuff. Some people will just barbecue this weekend on a grill, and other people will utilize their outdoor kitchens bought at Amini's. If you haven't made your decision yet about patio furniture, let's face it, you have a lot of time. And fall, to me, is the greatest time to sit outside. Even better than spring. I think a lot of the bugs have given it up by fall. Okay, let's go in and stop biting people. They can't wait in the spring to get out and start bugging you because they've been cooped up all winter. Amini's. Patio furniture like nobody else sells and a selection like nobody else. Check it out. You will be so glad you did and so glad you didn't make a mistake by getting cheap patio furniture you just end up having to replace. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tomorrow, President Obama will deliver what's been described as a major speech on terrorism. Today, we know some of what he'll say, including details about the